Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, O Lord. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your glory. You will never share with any graven image. We bow before you, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Thank you, Father. You are God. You are good. You are God from beginning to the end. You are the Alpha and Omega. Lord, we exalt your name. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your great love, for your great mercy, for compassion, for your gracious hand that is upon us, O Lord. We exalt you. We lift you up, O Lord. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for all that you have done for us, Lord. We bless you. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 25th of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for yet another beautiful day. Exalt his holy name for his mercy upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, concerning me today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I raise up the standard of the Lord over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare over the gates of this day, over the gates of blessing, the gates of opportunities of this day, I declare you open unto me. In the name of Jesus, I come by the word of the Lord. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle is the King of glory. In the name of Jesus, today I assess the provision of God for me this day. The doors of blessing of this day is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, the doors of favor of this day is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord, they become my companion today. In the name of Jesus, as I go this day, I walk in the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, my going out is blessed and my coming back is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. In the name of Jesus, my hands are blessed. Whatever I lay my hands upon today is blessed. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, I assess the opportunities of this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare today, any evil that is programmed into you is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, all that is in you this day work together for my blessing. All that is in you this day work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, oh, the favor of the Lord upon me makes me visible. In the name of Jesus, I receive great help from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare by his word, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me. From the beginning of the year till the end of the year, I am planted in the house of the Lord. I grew in the court of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, by the strength of the Lord, the grace of God is released upon me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will not shut me down into the hands of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is planting my feet in a large room. The Lord anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over. The Lord placed my feet upon the high places of this day and I walk upon them. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, today I silence every language of darkness, every language of infirmity, every language of sickness over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, by the mercy of the Lord and by the covering of his blood, I am exempted from accident. I am exempted from any evil that is programmed in this day. In the name of Jesus, I am exempted from the trap of the evil one. In the name of Jesus, my destiny is covered with the blood of Jesus. My going out is blessed. In the name of Jesus, my coming back is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I receive help from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day, your idea of testimony for me. I assess help from the throne of mercy. In the name of Jesus, in my supply of good things, I will not be limited. I will not be small. For the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. The blessings of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, truly men will look at me and they will say of a true, this is the one that the Lord has favored. They will look at me and they will say, truly, this is the one that the Lord has helped in the name of Jesus. I therefore declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Wednesday and tomorrow is Thursday, 26th of March, 2026. That's the day for our program. The program we've been announcing, by the grace of God, it is tomorrow by 12 noon. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. I would love to see you come to the presence of the Lord and pray. Throw yourself into his hand and really ask for great help from the Lord. It's going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. The venue for the program is at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University. That is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction along Songueleyeli Road. I want you to come to the presence of the Lord. You are not coming to see me. You are coming to the presence of the Lord to receive strength, to ask for great help, to remove every hindrance that is along your way in receiving the help that the Lord has designed for you for 2026. The Lord is going to launch you into his goodness, his gracious hand is going to come upon you. So I'm inviting you to come partake of the blessings that is on this program. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Remember, the program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to pray. Of course, our anchor scripture for the month of March is in the book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and verse 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. I want you to pray this morning. I want you to hold on this anchor scripture, and I really want you to pray. Read the book of Judges chapter 6. Read from verse 1 to the end, the book of Judges chapter 6. And I want you to read with the help of the Holy Spirit. This morning, we are going to read from verse 3 to verse 5. And we are going to pray. We are going to stand against evil visitation. Visitations of darkness. Visitation of the wicked upon your portion. Visitation that leaves your land, that leaves your life empty and destroyed. Demonic visitation that takes away the strength that the Lord has given to you, that takes away your strength, and your season of harvest is close by. The visitation that takes away your access to the great help that the Lord has designed for you. Visitation that distances you from the help of the Lord. We are going to stand against them. We are going to pray against visitation that has turned itself to occurrence, that has turned itself to evil cycle. You are going to cancel them this morning by the grace of God. And you know, we are going to stand against every demonic influence over your heritage. Demonic influence over your heritage must stop by the word of the Lord. So this morning we are going to pray. I don't know if we will be able to cover everything today, but by the grace of the Lord, if the Lord will permit us, we'll continue tomorrow morning and we'll come together in the afternoon to pray, to seek his face as well. Judges chapter 6 verse 3 to verse 5. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. Verse 4. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza, and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. The last verse, verse 5. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. Praise God. Remember, I told you we are going to stand against evil visitation, visitation of the wicked, visitation of darkness over your life, visitation of evil influence over your life. You are going to revoke the access of the wicked into your life. The scripture says that the Lord will not allow the rod of the wicked to fall upon the portion of the righteous. You are going to break the scepter of wickedness over your life. You will dethrone the enemy from the throne of your life. You will revoke their access into your life. Look at this passage. They came into the land in great multitude as grasshoppers. They cover the earth just to destroy it, to take away the harvest of the children of the Lord, of the children of God. You are going to declare, you are going to cancel every visitation that takes away your harvest, visitation that results into sickness, visitation that serves evil occurrence in your life. You are going to stand against them this morning. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, I want you to stand upon the blood of Jesus. Remember, last week we stand on the blood of Jesus. The scripture says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24 that the blood of Jesus speaketh good things than the blood of Abel. You are going to stand on the blood of Jesus, and you are going to declare that I stop every visitation of the wicked over my life in the name of Jesus. I stop the visitation of the wicked over my portion in the name of Jesus. The invasion of the enemy into my space, I stop them today by the blood of Jesus. Visitation that results to sickness, that takes away my harvest, I cancel you today. I stop you today in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. I cancel every demonic visitation that takes away my strength in the name of Jesus. There are some of you that the enemy will come to visit you. Your sleep in the night has gradually turned to a snare for your health. It has actually turned to a snare that the enemy will come and oppress you overnight. Waking up in the morning will be as if a load has been placed on you. Break them today. Stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel by the blood of Jesus every demonic visitation that takes away my strength, that takes away my health, that takes away my peace, that takes away my blessing. I cancel you today by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic visitation that takes away the blessings of the Lord, that steals away the blessings that the Lord has given to me, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, I revoke every access of principalities into my life. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I revoke your access. Access that the wicked have to run into my life, to visit my life. I revoke the access. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus Christ. I revoke the access by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, access of darkness, access of the enemy, the access that the kingdom of darkness has to my life, I revoke them by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray this morning. The blood of Jesus stop every demonic access to my destiny. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I stop every demonic access to my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to stop here this morning. But before I stop, I want you to take this prayer, and I'm going to pray for you. And if the Lord will permit us, like I said before we start, we are going to continue tomorrow. And let me sign a note of warning. Beloved, pray. This is the season to pray. The Lord is sending blessing upon your life. The Lord is sending his rain upon your land, is sending rain upon your life. Of course, your season of harvest is going to come, but you need to pray and stand against visitation of the enemy, visitation of the wicked that takes away strength in your season of harvest. I want you to pray this morning. In the name of Jesus, I cancel by the blood of Jesus visitation of the wicked that results into sickness, visitation that result into sickness, visitation that result to evil occurrence. I stop you by the blood of Jesus over my life. In the name of Jesus, every demonic visitation that result to sickness, that result to pains and infirmity over my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you this morning. I lift up the standard of the Lord over your life. I declare that the gracious hand of the Lord is upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare the blood of Jesus upon you. Every demonic visitation over your life is canceled. Access of the enemy, access of the wicked, access of the prince of darkness, principalities of darkness into your life is revoked by the blood of Jesus. You are delivered today in the name of Jesus. It is done. Jesus' name we have prayed. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, tomorrow is the D-Day for the program. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.